I'm Don Fierstead on 96.9, and you are listening to KDLO Outdoors. Now we head up to the Webster offices of Game Fish and Parks. Biologist Brian Blackwell in fishing on area lakes in Day County. What's been happening? I know last Friday, Saturday, and part of Sunday, probably almost forget about that with winds 20 to 40. And I know the water temp on the lakes on Kempeska, Dry Lake, and Bitter Lake, the lakes I fished last Friday and Saturday, dropped 6-7 degrees. So maybe they've recovered this week.
Yeah. Towards the end of last week, things got a little tough on the fishing, but between the wind and the colder temperatures, I think everything's pretty much slowed down. Now this week, you know, we were out yesterday on reefs, and they're about up to 53 degrees in the afternoon, so things are looking better again. Looking at long-term forecasts, I would say, you know, we're going to be a continual warming trend, which is pretty darn good, and I would expect that bite, you know, even this weekend, I think that bite should take off on a lot of lakes. Most of those fish are, you know, going to be post-spawn. Getting ready to go eat, start eating quite a bit. So I would think the walleye bites should pick up quite a bit.
Are you done work with all the, you know, the hatchery has all the work now, or are you done working on lakes right now for any reason?
Right. The hatchery has all the eggs. We were able to get what perch eggs we needed for a genetic study. Those are in the hatchery as well as the walleye eggs. My understanding is probably some fry are starting to hatch right now. Most of the fry will be for the hatchery, so they're going to happen pretty quick here.
As far as fishing, I imagine Horseshoe Lake, after a state record, is probably seeing Horseshoe Lake in Day County seeing quite a bit of pressure.
Yeah, I think there's been a fair amount of pressure. Everybody, those smallmouth are still in pre-spawn condition, so a lot of people are headed down there trying to catch a big bass. Not like a few walleyes were caught over the weekend as well. I think it was, you know, I don't think it was a whole lot of pressure, but it was steady pressure. There was, a, you know, 5-6 boats there all day long on every day this weekend. The other good bite, the main bite we had probably is Bitter Lake. People are still catching a fair number of walleyes. Wabay's been decent, getting some walleyes there as well, and Opitz. And it's probably going to be the same situation on all three of those lakes. You know, fair number of walleyes in that 14 to 16-inch bracket. Just remember, Opitz still has a 15-inch minimum on it.
As far as Lynn Lake or any of the lesser-known lakes, the Hazleton, Lardy, some of those lakes up there, any word on any fishing pressure?
I know there's been some activity on Lynn as well as Midland, but really haven't heard of much being caught yet. Hazleton, I just haven't heard of anybody even being up there yet. But, you know, like with the water temps, we're going to be pushing 60 degrees here shortly, and pretty much once we hit 60 to 65, you know, the walleye bite, pretty much anywhere is going to be good. So it's the time, if you're going to fish a lot of these waters, now the next couple of weeks is the time to fish them.
Rush, Minnewasta, Blue Dog, Enemy, Pickerel, any fishing pressure?
Yeah, there's been some pressure on all of them. We talked to some people on towards the end of last week, I guess it was Friday, on Enemy Swim. They weren't catching anything. That was, you know, likely because of the drop in water temperatures. But there's been a fair amount of people on Blue Dog. Minnewasta's been busy at times, and sounds like they're doing decent at some evenings. Rush Lake continues to have people on the grade. Haven't seen a few boats out there, but not many. But a lot of people shore fishing, especially in the evening. Swan, I've heard some decent reports on some big fish off of Swan. It's starting to see a few boats out there. So that'd be good if we finally get a bite on there. It's been a few years since we've really had much of a bite on Swan.
North Rush, is that access going to be available this year on that northwest side of it?
Right, that access is available right now. People can launch there. So I've seen a few people using it. So, yeah, if you want to fish North Rush, you can still get your boat in there now.
You know, I haven't fished antelope south of Webster in a couple of years, but when we did, you can find some nice fish, 17 to 20s. Do you think that's a lake worth trying?
Yeah, I would say antelope's worth trying if you're after walleye. It sounds like, you know, over the winter they caught some big fish down there, a lot of fish in that, so 27 inches and greater. So if you're looking for a big fish, I think antelope's one to be looking at, as well as you're probably going to catch, you know, a lot of the smaller fish as well.
And before you go, Brian, the stocking walleye fry, when will that proceed? When will you proceed with that?
I would say the mid, probably starting beginning of next week to mid next week, most of the walleye fry will be ready, and we'll be starting to stock those. The hatchery will be clearing out. It's their busy time. They'll be clearing everything out here in the next couple weeks.
Brian Blackwell, Webster Game Fish and Parks, thank you. Well, now we travel up in Watertown to the Game Fish and Parks offices and Conservation Officer Bryce McVicker. And starting out right around Watertown in Cottington County, what's the fishing been like?
I guess right in town, Compesca and Pelican. Compesca is still much better than Pelican. And right around Lunkers, we're starting to see some white bass show up, walleye here and there. But things have overall been pretty quiet on Compesca with walleye. City Park, some guys are catching smaller walleye in the 10-inch range. But that's about it. Get outside of town a little bit to the two lakes around Florence. And Dry Lake is still giving up some fish to the shore fishermen. Boaters haven't been real successful yet. And Goose Lake is still holding its own, putting out a lot of fish. The boaters are starting to be a little bit more successful down there. And shore fishermen on the north end have been doing pretty good as well.
Bryce, do you think that Goose Lake, are they still about the only access on that very southwest corner?
Yeah, as far as getting a boat in the water of any size, the southwest side is your best bet. Little John boats and that kind of thing you can put in just about anywhere along the Grover Road. But any boat of size is probably going to have to go in that southwest corner.
Blythe and Long Lake, are they still giving up a few fish?
They've slowed down a lot. 2 weeks ago, they were some of our hotter bites, especially the north end of Long Lake. But that traffic's really slowed down up there. We went from having about 20 or 30 people there a night to just one or two people a night. And the success has really gone down, too.
How about as far as Clark and Hamlin County?
Clark County's been really good. Dry Lake number two has been really busy. A lot of boats at the ramps, a lot of shore fishermen at just about every access point around the lake on the nice days in the evenings. Size structure of walleye has been really good. A lot of them are over 18 inches, some fish over 20, but really, really good fishing down at Dry Lake number two again. Indian Springs, Dry Lake number one, they're all giving up some walleye as well. Just about anywhere in Clark County you can find some water. It seems like the walleye are biting.
Ponset or Albert?
Ponset. We were down there quite a bit last week and saw some white bass getting caught around Stone Bridge. Bear Bridge, we saw some northern pike get caught and a few catfish at Almost, but no walleye yet to speak of, really.
And as far as Clear Lake by Thomas, any bite?
No, we haven't seen anything happening there yet. Every once in a while you drive by and see a boat out there, but no success yet.
Bryce, something new this year, and maybe it's not new this year, but it's the enforcement part of it is you have to have your plug in the boat. Of course, you have to leave it out of your boat before you get ready just to launch the boat, and then you have to pull it immediately and leave it out. And, of course, what is the general? How far away from a lake? And all the lakes have signage now. And you have to learn to read them because you're used to what the signs used to say. Now there's something new. Is that correct?
Yeah. The aquatic invasive species laws are in their second year now in South Dakota. South Dakota is kind of behind the curve. A lot of other states have implemented these laws, so it's kind of our turn to do the same. But when you go to boat ramps, you're going to see some signs. And there will be a sign when you leave every boat ramp that says, no drain plugs beyond this point. That's kind of the point that our officers are told that if you're beyond that point with a plug in your boat or lake water being transported, then that's going to be the point where you're in violation. If you're inside of those signs with a plug in or with water in your boat, then it's okay. You're immediately adjacent to the water. But as soon as you get past that point, all plugs need to be pulled. And all water needs to be drained. So a pretty simple way to remember all the aquatic invasive species regulations is you can't transport lake water down the road. Whether that lake water is in your live well or in your bait bucket, it can't be transported anymore.
as well as bait too. You know, if you have some well water or house water and you don't mix it with any lake water, you look in the bucket, you can tell it's crystal clear. Is that considered you can leave your minnows in it, or do you still have to dump them out?
No, if you have water from home, tap water, you can have that in a minnow bucket. We're seeing a lot of people use the minnow buckets that have aerators on them. So you put your minnows in there, take them to the lake, never dip your minnow bucket in the water while you're at the lake, and then take that tap water home, and that's just fine.
Bryce McVicker, Watertown Game, Fish, and Parks, thank you. Stay with us. There's more KDLO Outdoors. With some more information in May coming up here, don't forget about the Enjoy Free Entrance to all South Dakota State Parks and Rec areas on May 20th through the 22nd. In addition, a number of parks will be hosting special events to kick off summer. Camping fees do still apply, and the weekend is also free fishing weekend, and no fishing license are required, and regulations and limits still apply. That is May 20th through 22nd. Coming up on Saturday, June 11th, the 31st annual Dakota Sportsman Eric Wingy's Memorial Walleye Fishing Tournament, $150 entry fee, two-person teams, 80-team limit, $12,000 in prizes, $3,000 to the first-place team. And we do have the official entry forms here in the entryway at our radio stations in Watertown. Again, Dakota Sportsman Tournament, well over half full already, and that's coming up on Saturday, June 11th. Now we head down to the Sioux Falls offices of Game, Fish, and Parks, biologist Dave Lucchese, and I guess fishing, now that we kind of got over the hurricane and the cold water, if things are warming up, what's happening for fishing in certain spots?
You know, I think things are starting to pick up around the area. There's quite a few people fishing the shoreline of Lake Thompson. They're either fishing the grade and picking up crappies and some walleyes and occasional pike, or that west side of the lake, Grunhagen's, and then that Johnson access area to the north, they're walking in there. And we also saw a few boats. We were out there Sunday night and saw a few boats. It wasn't fast. Kid we took had a 13-pound northern, so he was pretty excited about that. And we picked up a few walleyes just casting jigs. Actually, they picked up a few on plugs. I think things are starting to pick up there. The males don't seem to be milking anymore.
Hey, Dave, excuse me. Are they using shallow runners or just floaters as far as plugs when casting for walleyes?
You know, I think they were using, one guy was using a floating wrap and the other was using a shadow wrap. So shallow running lures there. East and West 81, it's been kind of slow, even though Sunday night the guy I talked to picked up a 26-incher, and they also had a small one alongside it on the East Lake. I've heard on the West Lake there's been a guy out there fishing out of a boat, and he's been picking up, an occasional muskie, but also some bigger walleyes, 20-inch-plus fish out of there. So there's a little bit of activity going on there. We haven't heard much out of Sinai recently. I assume there's going to be a pretty good bite there. There's a good population of walleyes, smallmouth, crappies. So I would assume that that would take off at some point here. Lake Madison's continued to be good this spring. Some of the locals are just fishing, staying right home and fishing Lake Madison. Sounds like, there's a few bigger fish in the mix, but a lot of those 12 to 14-inch fish there. So that's been pretty good. Have not heard much out of Branch or Herman lately. It sounds like that Herman bite might have slowed down. And Lake George to the south of Madison there over by the town of Winfred, that was going pretty strong for a while, and I haven't heard much out of that recently.
Hey, Dave, is all the counties basically, would you say, like from Lake County to Sioux Falls, it had most of the moisture. Are all those creeks and streams running, do you think?
Yeah, they are. You know, they got quite a bit down there. And, you know, you go south of Sioux Falls. I was just down there within the last couple days, and a lot of those fields, there's water in the fields. So, so they received quite a bit of rain in that area, and water conditions, lake levels, I think, have improved dramatically.
How about brush or oak wood?
You know, we haven't heard anything out of the oak woods since early. Right at Ice Off, East Oakwood was producing some fish on that south shoreline there. And I take that back. Brush Lake, we've heard a few reports coming out of Brush. It sounds like they're picking up a few nicer fish. And I think off the road grade on the south end of the lake there, but I haven't seen very many people out there, so it must be kind of a hit and miss ordeal.
Fishermen from Brookings or that area doing anything up at Albert or Lake Ponset?
You know, Albert's been really quiet. I did hear a report a couple weeks ago of a guy headed up to Ponset, and in fact, we were thinking of doing that on Sunday. You know, he didn't really catch any walleyes he could keep, but he had fun. He said he caught and released 14, 15 fish, sublegal fish there. So, and I think they're getting a few northerns there too. But yeah, a lot of the activity has been to the west towards Thompson. A few folks have been going up to Dry Lake, and I know a couple of the guys I work with fished that league last night.
Well, Dave Lucchese with the Game Fish and Parks out of Brookings and Sioux Falls, thank you. Well, now we head up to Big Stone Lake, Schmidt's Landing on the South Dakota side, and Donna on the phone. And how's fishing been once the wind lays down a little bit?
Actually, once the wind went down, my number of fishermen kind of disappeared. Of course, last weekend we had that fishing tournament. And they did quite well. It was a local team that took first place. But then during the week here, just the average fisherman, I have not seen a lot. Got a few staying here. When they're going out, the water, again, is crystal clear, so it's making it a challenge. They're finding better luck fishing in low-light hours, you know, towards evening, after dark, and then early in the morning.
Hey, Donna, the winning team, do you know how and where, as far as depth, that they caught their fish, and how much was their total weight, do you know?
The rumor is that the hot spot was in that Skeleton Island area.
Okay.
Kind of the northeast wind was blowing right into that Rearing Pond, Skeleton Island thing. And there's a reef there, and they threw up slip bobbers and were pitching jigs, and the teams that did the best were fishing around there. The top team was Artie Arndt and his son Tanner, and they had a two-day total of 8 fish for just over 29 pounds.
Wow, nice fish.
So they had
fish.
A nice, nice average. Yep, nice fish.
Well, as far as shore casting up there during the week, the water is crystal clear. Has that been any good in the evening?
Yeah, evening's going to be the best thing, or if you can find some cloudy water, water that's stirred up by the wind, or water that is warmed up enough that the carp start spawning and make it kind of muddy, definitely a challenge in Big Stone in the early spring when you have that crystal clear water.
Have you heard water temp?
It's hovering in that 54-degree mark.
Okay, good.
I will give a little tidbit of encouragement. I've been telling my people staying here, they can't find the walleyes, go fish for what is biting. And the two boats that I got have been slipping down here to the Grapevine and then working around that Goose Isle area and picking up some nice bluegills.
Well, good.
So that's been a treat for them to be able to at least get something in the boat.
Well,
so, again, I encourage other fishermen, if during the daytime, every time you get out there and those walleyes are not cooperative, go fish for what is biting. Find some bluegills or maybe some white bass. We have seen a couple northerns coming in. So there's more than just walleye in the lake.
Well, Don at Schmidt's Landing on Big Stone Lake, thank you.
This has been Don Fierstead with KDLO Outdoors. Listen each and every Thursday for all your hunting and fishing information throughout eastern South Dakota, western Minnesota, and out at the Missouri River. KDLO Outdoors, each and every Thursday.